This is Hex of the Witch, an urban fantasy book written by Heather G. Harris, narrated by Elise Gibbs. If you'd like to hear about Heather's latest gossip, new releases, and bargains, please sign up to her VIP newsletter at heathergharris.com/subscribe. Chapter 1. The building was on fire. Again. I pinched the bridge of my nose and turned to one of the witches, who was standing next to me and wringing her hands. Tell me you didn't forget to cover your crystal ball. Sarah's lip wobbled. I'm so sorry, Coven Mother. I kept my face carefully neutral, trying to bank my frustration. Until you can learn proper potion and crystal ball care, I'm demoting you to acolyte. I resisted the urge to apologize, but this wasn't Sarah's first mistake. Not by a long shot. And her mistakes were costly. She needed supervision, and her bruised ego would just have to take the hit. Sarah wailed at my judgment and collapsed sobbing into the arms of her waiting friends. Rhea sent me her best death glare, which I blithely ignored. I contemplated giving Sarah a sympathetic little pat on the arm, but I just relegated her back to the ranks of a lowly acolyte, so I doubted any comforting gestures from me would be welcome. I turned back to the newly refurbished building and grimaced at the flames licking at the freshly painted walls. I held out my phone and speed-dialed Dick Symes. Dick by name, Dick by nature. Still, the water elemental was local, and one of his extended family would be able to get here faster than the emergency services. No doubt the location of the training house, so close to one of the most prestigious water elemental families in the UK, was not a simple coincidence, but a matter of design by some clever former coven mother. Goddess knows, we'd needed the elementals often enough lately. The thought made me narrow my eyes again at Sarah. The phone continued to ring, and I struggled to push down my impatience. I didn't need a water elemental in 10 minutes, I needed one now. Luckily, Dick chose that moment to answer.
Amadalia, what do you need?
He asked brusquely. I appreciated that he got straight to the point. We weren't friends, and we didn't need to discuss the weather. I need someone to put out a fire at the Coven's training house. There was a beat of silence.
Again?
I couldn't suppress the sigh that slipped out. Yes. He snickered. Dick.
Martin will be with you shortly. It'll cost more this time, he warned.
I expected nothing less. Nothing is free in the other realm. What do you want? I asked suspiciously.
A favour?
He suggested lightly, like it was no big deal. I wasn't born yesterday. No way was I agreeing to that. It was far too open-ended. One favour, to be called in within 3 months' time. No injury, harm, or death to befall anyone as a direct consequence of that favour. I counter-offered.
Done,
he agreed triumphantly. So mote it be, I muttered. He sounded entirely too happy for my liking, and I hated feeling like I got the bad end of a deal. Dick hung up without another word, and Martin Symes arrived moments later, panting. He clearly run from his house. The Symes were very local.
Where do you want me, Mr. Lear?
He asked between pants. I gestured to the fire behind me, managing to suppress the snarky comment that wanted to slip out. I deserved a medal for my self-control.
Right you are.
He strode toward the house, and seconds later, water was pouring from his fingers into the training house. I winced at the damage the torrent was causing, but it put out the fire, and that had been the more immediate problem. Thank you, Martin. Now can you remove the excess water from the scene? That was one of the main advantages to using a water elemental instead of the fire department. Martin could soak up all the excess water like a dry sponge. It helped minimize the water damage on top of the fire damage. He nodded enthusiastically and struck a suitably dashing pose whilst he drew the water back into himself. It would have looked more dashing if he hadn't kept looking over his shoulder to make sure the gaggle of young witches were still watching him. I called Jeb, the witch who was responsible for coven maintenance.
Coven Mother, how can I help?
He answered warmly. There's been another fire at the training house, I said, trying to keep my voice even.
No,
he protested.
The refurbishment was finished literally yesterday,
he whined, his tone disbelieving. Believe me, I know.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?